Hi, I'm Colin Foley. This is my fifth reflective journal. Today we're going to be talking about aspects in preparing for job and grad school, one or the other, interviews, and then the applications and how they can be challenging and also humbling. And also talking about the professional portfolio development process and how that has changed, helped, and been a good platform for this whole process. So I am primarily looking to work straight out of school, so I haven't really even looked at grad school, but I have an idea of some places or some potential master programs that I find myself interested in. But talking about jobs, I've had a running like Excel file linking job descriptions and numbers, URLs with locations, other logistical aspects, pay, etc. So, because I really want to start narrowing down where do I want to work, who do I want to work for if I get to choose, and how that will really happen. So I just wanted to have an organized way in which I could really look at my options and take a step back and be able to assess everything. But looking at certain things, it's like, oh, I need to have a little more experience. Sure, you can apply, but like, if the job description says 10 to 15 years experience, you obviously come and share it out. Undergrad as entry level athletic trainer, you got to be a little realistic in that aspect. So that part is humbling, and it also adds a goal. So it's like, okay, this would be my goal job. This is what I would want to do. And it's also good to stay positive, because we learned the other day that 70% of the jobs available are not posted. So sort of just got to wait and see what happens. So second part is, how did assembling a professional portfolio help for future interactions and potential employers or admission committees? So like I said, I'm looking to do the job, do work straight out of school. So the whole portfolio, just cleaning that up, and asking for other perspectives, opinions, other takes on how it looks, is very important, and I found to be very interesting and fun, because it's a process and it represents you. It's sort of time where you get to be that narcissistic person, because it is about you and it's your time to shine and show what you are capable of. So I'm actually planning on meeting with Amanda Gardner out of Career Services through the Ampersand Center to really fine tune this portfolio as I continue to work on things. So that's all I have for today. Thank you for listening.